That's right, A-Town. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800 The Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Now, who do we have on the line this morning?
What's up, brother? Ryan. This is Ryan.
What's up, Ryan? How you doing, family? How can we help?
I'm cool, man. I was just calling about this girl, man. Stupid fine.
Okay.
I was just trying to put my hand on her, man. I spent everything on her, bro. Like, I worked hard, man. I spent everything on her, but she still won't call me back, bro.
Aww.
Putting your hands on her ain't going to solve nothing.
Shotty, shut up. He did not mean it like that.
What he said?
What's her name again, bro?
Ryan.
Okay, so Ryan. So who is this woman to you? Is this somebody you know?
Her name Tracy. I just met her. I went on a date with her.
Okay.
Just once. But it was a good date. It was good.
So good that she's not calling you back, huh?
Maybe I got the wrong number. I say the wrong.
Maybe. We'll see, Ryan. We're going to get Tracy on the phone for you, okay? Where'd y'all go on y'all first date?
Roof Chris.
Roof Chris, okay. And she ain't hit you back after Roof Chris?
After Roof Chris?
Man, I got her the dessert and everything, dog.
Damn.
Oh, you spent that check.
I ain't even get no dessert for myself.
I know, that's right, Chad. You got to make sacrifices when you go on the roof.
So, hey, man, maybe she just couldn't appreciate a real hood brother.
Facts.
All right, well, Shawty might have a good point right there, but we're going to find out what's going on, Ryan. We're going to get on the phone. What's her name again?
Her name Tracy.
Tracy. All right, we're going to try to get Tracy on the phone. Don't say nothing. Put your phone on mute. We'll cue you in when it's time to have a face-off with Tracy, okay?
I bet.
Okay, cool. Now, I can't really. He ain't tell us nothing, so they went on one date. They ain't known each other long. He took her to Roof Chris.
Period.
Hey, man, it seems like he took her to Roof Chris, but it don't sound like he is Roof Chris material himself. So you can trick him, but you cannot convince him.
All right.
Did you think you said something?
All right, Pastor, show it. Thank you.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning. Greetings to you. Salutations as well. May I speak with Tracy, please?
This is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Who's calling?
Tracy, you got a few minutes to talk?
I do. Who's calling?
This is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shout. Shout out to Tracy.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How about you guys?
Well.
We're good. You must be at work, Tracy. We don't want to get you fired. You at work?
Oh, no, I'm walking around and half. What's going on?
We got a segment on our show called A Second Date Update, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your name is at the top of the list. How about that?
Mine.
Yep. Now, basically, a gentleman called us up, spoke very highly of you. He just says that he hadn't heard back from you after your initial first date.
Who?
Are you familiar with a Ryan, Tracy?
Ryan, I know a few Ryans. It's only like
the last one who took you to Roof Chris.
To Roof Chris, girl, who spent at least
$100. Wow, Roof Chris. I know Ryan.
What did he do wrong?
What did Ryan do?
Tracy.
Ryan was very sweet. It's not that he did anything wrong. It's just that I'm a conversationalist. And we couldn't really have a conversation. It was very strange and difficult. I had a decent time. It took a long time to just get through dinner.
Does he talk too much or something, Tracy? What's wrong?
We're eating, and I'm watching my figure. So I order salmon with, spinach or whatever, and he wants spaghetti, but he can't get spaghetti out. Like, if you're catching my drift right now, it's...
Hold on. Are you saying this guy stutters?
Okay, girl, spit it out. You probably stutters.
Girl, like, yes, he has a speech impediment, and it was a lot to
Tracy, girl, we literally just spoke to him, and he didn't stutter.
No, he may sound a little
hood. Not one time.
Maybe we're talking about a different Ryan. And actually, we have that Ryan on the phone right now, and we want to let him clear this up. Ryan, what's going on, honey?
Come on, Ryan.
Oh, God.
My bad, sir. I don't do this all the time.
Ryan?
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, I got a... Ryan, we literally just spoke with you, honey. You sounded just fine.
I just might be a little nervous.
Oh, so it happens when you're nervous. Wow. You know, I had a friend like that, Ryan, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to think we playing with you. Let's try to the best of Yeah, let's try to help you out in this situation. So, Ryan, what suppresses your impediment?
I mean, I don't know, bro. I guess she's just a beautiful girl, man. I'm tightening up though. Tell Tracy I'm tightening up.
Okay, Tracy.
Ryan, I had fun. It was a great attempt, but I was over it. I tried to have a good time, and it just seemed like the date was a never-ending date. Like, it took us forever to get through the ordering. Then he had the nerve to not want help. Like, what do you want so I can help you? But man wanted to be independent or whatever, but I couldn't. It was just
well, I can understand, because that's probably happened his whole life or however long he's had this impediment. You know, that's probably a never-ending attempt to get better.
Forget, like, it's spaghetti. Like, we had a 15-minute spaghetti.
Did you just stutter?
No, that was my imitation of the spaghetti scenario. But think of going through that for 15 minutes and you don't want help. Like, spaghetti, come on now.
It ain't take that long, Sheldon.
What?
It ain't take that long, Sheldon.
Sweetheart, like, spit it out. Speak your mind. Say it with your chest.
So what happened, Ryan?
I don't know. She might be tripping a little bit. I do stutter a little bit, but not much, bro. Like, I just ordered the spaghetti with the you know what I mean?
Oh,
with
you can
with
say stuff it on top. Oh my goodness. Congratulations.
Ryan, we trying to do everything we can, brother. Tracy.
Yeah.
Let's just have a heart-to-heart for a second. What if we did this? What if y'all went out on a date to the movies? How about that? Just to give them a second chance. At least y'all don't have to
say that.
Y'all ain't got to do nothing.
I ain't even going to talk this time, Sean. I ain't even going to talk.
You're not even going to talk?
I'm going to let you order, babe.
Tracy, can you find it in your heart to get Ryan a second date?
Jacques, you asking me, so I can try. But we need someone with the word season. Because we can't do real Chris.
Well, at the end of the day, it sounds like you're willing to give it a chance.
Ryan, listen, when you get nervous, just think real hard before you try to say it. Just say it in your mind about 26 times, then say it, and it's going to come out right.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
I appreciate it, bro.
Hey, man. Oh, you said that clear. You thought about it. That's what I'm talking about. God is good. Won't he do it? Hey, Ryan, not only is he helping you speak better, but guess what? God going to help you pay for that meal. On behalf of 1-800 Enter the Bethune Law Firm, we're going to hook y'all up with $100. And Atlanta, y'all got to call us up. Let's talk about this one, man. And this is not a game. Do not call up here making fun of this brother, man. He's trying his very best to be a stand-up guy, and I appreciate him for that. 443-520-945. We want to hear y'all talk about the second date update. Atlanta, keep it locked. Home of Streets Fest 2K19. Streets 94.5.